T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sunday morning at 8:30, and it's time for You Better You Bet on The Fan, presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook, with your hosts, Mark Melusis and Nick Costas.
Ah, that's right. Welcome, Week 7 Sunday slate. Melusis and Costos with you. This is You Better You Bet on The Fan, presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook.
Mark, it's great to be here. Excited to preview today's NFL action, make some bets, and of course, my man, win some money. We've been doing a lot of that this season. A little pat on the back. Been pretty good.
Been on point. Not every week, but most weeks.
You know,
most weeks have been on point.
Now, hopefully, the prop king will retake the throne this week after the attempted regicide.
Yeah.
Last week's props not so good. You know, I feel like a lot of the citizens in the kingdom were outside the castle with pitchforks and looking to burn it down after last week. So hopefully, we'll get some winners this week. As a reminder to our listeners, you're in Jersey.
Before you get into that, Costos the prop king last week became the court jester.
Oh,
that was one week.
Yes.
That was just one week. But hopefully the prop king as well comes back, and you're going to have plenty of props out there, player props over the course of the Sunday slate. So
that's right. And if you're in New Jersey, visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets alongside. It's got to be 21 or older. Playable in Jersey only if you've got a gambling problem. No one wants that. Please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And all the lines that we go off of on this Sunday and each and every Sunday right here on You Better You Bet on the Fan is off the PlaySugarHouse.com. Hop online, check them out. They're a fantastic, fantastic site and a fantastic app to get in all your gambling needs. All right, Nick, let's run around the slate here. Let's start locally. Only one game local, obviously the Giants with their collapse on Thursday night against the Eagles with 11-point lead with 6:17 to go. Eagles end up coming back and winning it. Giants did cover in that game as they were a dog in it, lose the game by 122-21. How about the Jets here? Line has come down here as the week has gone along. You know, the line right now sitting at 10 as we sit here at 8:30 on this Sunday morning. The Jets home taking on the Buffalo Bills. We saw this the opening week. The Buffalo, if they were a little bit better offensively and less sloppy, they could have scored 40-plus points that day. They did not. It was a slop fest of an effort by the Jets. Now they get a little bit healthier. Mekhi Becton back at left tackle. Mims, the rookie out of Baylor, he's going to play this afternoon. He's been dealing with hamstring injuries all throughout training camp in the early portion of this season. And Sam Darnold, coming off that sprained AC joint, is back. You hopped on with Maggie and I on Friday on WFAN, and you said, you know, you're kind of leaning toward taking the Jets here plus the 10 points. Are you still leaning that way as we talk, as we are, about 4.5 hours away from kickoff?
Well, Moose, when I came on with you and Maggie on Friday on WFAN, I was saying, you know, I'm considering taking the Jets here, and it kills me to actually say that out loud, but what I needed in order to take the Jets was this offense at absolute full strength. So I needed Perriman out there. I needed Denzel Mims out there. I need Becton. I need Darnold. Yeah. And I need Jamison Crowder. And I'm not going to get Jamison Crowder today. Jamison Crowder not expected to play, downgraded to doubtful. All the insiders saying that Crowder will not play today for the Jets. So as a result, I'm going to be off the Jets today. So I don't think I'm going to bet this game today. Now, Moose, what I have been saying over the last couple weeks, right, especially when Flacco was starting for the Jets, is if you're going to bet the Jets, just do yourself a favor. Save yourself the aggravation. Don't torture yourself for 3 hours on an otherwise awesome fall Sunday. And take the under. Honestly, Moose, what I would say today, if you like the Jets, take the over. Don't worry about the under. I think this is an over game here with the weapons that the Jets have back. And what we need to wait to see injury news-wise is on the Buffalo front on the defensive side of the ball. So we already know Josh Norman is out. Levi Wallace and EJ Gaines have been out for different reasons there. Tre'Davious White, Buffalo's top cornerback, is questionable. Didn't practice on Friday. He may not play in this game. Matt Milano, who is their best, their tight end stopper and pass coverage linebacker, also questionable for this game. So if those guys don't play, I think Sam Darnold and the Jets can score some points in this game and get this game over the total for sure. I think the problem is Buffalo's going to score a lot of points also here. So I actually like the over. So if you like the Jets, I would say don't take the points with the Jets. Don't do it to yourself, especially with the number now at 10. I would need 10.5 to even consider it. Just go over 46. Some props we're looking at here as the prop king looks to ascend back to the throne, Moose. Who on the Jets can cover Stephon Diggs? Answer, absolutely nobody. Diggs, over 75.5 receiving yards here, and the Jets' defensive front is soft, especially with trading Steve McClendon over to Tampa, their run-stuffing defensive tackle. Let's go over Devin Singletary, 56.5 rushing yards. So no play on the side here. If you like the Jets, I would just suggest playing over 46.
Yeah, I can't talk myself into taking the Jets and getting the 10 this afternoon against the Buffalo Bills after watching this Jet team, regardless of who is back on the field, even with Becton, Darnold, Mims, no Jamison Crowder, as you mentioned, Nick, as he is doubtful. To me, it's either you take the Bills and you lay the points or you stay away from this game. I can't take the Jets. I can't convince myself because of one man, Adam Gase, even with the guys returning on offense.
Those cluster injuries for the Bills are scary in the secondary. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying.
I understand that. I've watched this Jet team kick the tin can down the street all season long. We all have. It's hard for me to convince myself against the Bills after what I've witnessed from this Jet team to take the Jets plus the points. All right, let's head down to New Orleans Saints. They're laying 7 this afternoon as they entertain the Carolina Panthers. Here's what I don't understand, right? You look at this New Orleans team, and I like Carolina this afternoon plus the 7 points, right? No Michael Thomas. Dealt with the high ankle sprain. Now he's got a hamstring. The last game before the bye week, he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team, right? No Emmanuel Sanders. He's out for COVID-19. You've watched this Saints team. You know that they're playing within 10 or 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. And I think we've seen enough from Carolina here. With Joe Brady as their offensive coordinator, with Bridgewater, Mike Davis stepping in for the injured Christian McCaffrey. You look at Robbie Anderson, he has been an absolute stud at the wide receiver point.
Shout out to Adam Gase. Position.
You know, listen, exactly right. I love Carolina this afternoon. I don't think they're going to win the game outright, but if you're giving me the Panthers and a touchdown with the way that they have played this year, I think they can play the Saints within a touchdown with what New Orleans is missing this afternoon.
It's a moose. I played Carolina on the money line earlier in the week, plus 285, so I think the Panthers can absolutely win this game, so I am with you here. So I would say, tell people right now, go to Play Sugar House. If you can get 7, I would make this bet now with the Carolina Panthers, because this game is going to close beneath 7. Like, it's going to close New Orleans minus 6.5. The Panthers are going to continue to take money. So if you can get 7, I would suggest doing that now. You know, I do a 4-hour show every day, sports gambling during the week, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern. You better, you bet. So I took Carolina plus 7.5 on Monday, like literally 6 days ago. So I have the best of the number here, but I still think 7 is a worthwhile bet, Moose, to your point, and the money line plus 285. New Orleans defense is bad, man. Like, this is not like the Saints defense that we expected coming into the year.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lattimore has been eminently beatable, and I'm not sure, like, the bye week is the tonic to cure all their ails. And I don't think Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, has done a great job this season. So the one thing that gives you a little bit of pause with Carolina, cluster injuries in the secondary. Rasul Douglas, cornerback, out for COVID-19. Eli Apple and Dante Jackson are both questionable here. But like you said, Michael Thomas not going to play in this game. Emmanuel Sanders not going to play in this game. And Drew Brees with the noodle arm. I don't think they can take advantage of these. If it were another team, I'd be like, okay, we can have a conversation here. But we can't have that conversation because it's the Saints with their injury issues. So Carolina against the spread. I like Carolina on the money line. A couple props that we like here. DJ Moore over 67.5. He's their deep threat. Saints secondary is bad. I'm actually going to go under Mike Davis total yards. Saints very good against opposing running backs. Davis 91.5 total yards. Let's go under on that. And there are no Alvin Kamara props up yet this morning that I've seen, but when they get posted, you can smash those overs. He's going to be their entire offense today against Carolina.
All right, let's head out to Cincinnati next. The Bengals entertaining the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are a 3.5-point road favorite this afternoon in Cincinnati. Big injury for the Bengals. No Joe Mixon, their stud running back. He's out of this game for Cincinnati. So it's going to be a lot of Giovanni Bernard for the Bengals. And listen, I look at this line, and I understand. Listen, we were both on the Steelers a week ago, right? Bad matchup. We thought they'd have their way with the Cleveland Browns. They did have their way with the Cleveland Browns. And I understand the Bengals played a really competitive, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda won the game a week ago. I think I look at this line, I think it's a little bit of an overreaction to what we saw last week. I like the Browns laying the 3.5. The matchup issues that they had last week against Pittsburgh are not there. The Mixon loss is a huge loss for Joe Burrow, their rookie quarterback for Cincinnati. I don't know if they're going to be able to push the ball deep. I like the Browns a lot today laying the 3.5.
Yeah, and I would say this to anyone out there. If you like the Browns, I like the Browns also, Moose. And if you can get 3 at some point this morning, obviously advisable to 3.5. But Moose, I also would lay the 3.5 with the Cleveland Browns. And I know you mentioned the Mixon injury, which is obviously noteworthy for fantasy purposes, and it will affect this game. I would argue the bigger losses for the Bengals in this game are on the defensive line, where they are absolutely depleted and are unable to stop the run. We remember the Browns ran for 215 against the Bengals back in week 2. Nick Chubb played in that game, but I think they can still get it done with Kareem Hunt and D'Ernest Johnson. And the most important loss for Cincinnati in this game is cornerback William Jackson. That's a bad defense and a bad secondary. He's actually a good cover cornerback. He's out for this game. I think that opens things up for Odell Beckham Jr. Baker Mayfield may end up getting benched at some point. I don't even think it's a downgrade from Baker to Case Keenum, so I wouldn't even worry if, in fact, that happened here. Bengals offensive line cannot protect Joe Burrow against Myles Garrett and this Browns pass rush. This is an easy play for me to lay it with the Cleveland Browns. Some props that we like here, Moose. We're going to go over Kareem Hunt rushing yards, 87.5. He's going to have a monster day. They want to run the football again. Bengals defensive line, all sorts of banged up. Austin Hooper is Cleveland starting number one tight end. Appendectomy earlier this week. You never want that, especially no. Before a football game. He's out. David Njoku, tight ends wreck the Bengals. Njoku, anytime touchdown, plus 300. I really like that. And I think we can take a stab on OBJ, over 61.5 receiving yards with William Jackson out. So I think stylistically, this matchup plays into the hands of the Browns, Moose. And like you said, last week it did not against the Steelers. We like Pittsburgh. Today, we both like the Browns.
Yeah, how about the next game we go down to? Washington football team, they're entertaining the Dallas Cowboys. All kinds of drama down in Dallas where you had players ripping the coaching staff, maybe per se Mike Nolan, and Mike McCarthy as well as head coach and defensive coordinator. Now, you look at this Washington team, you know one thing, they've got a great defensive line. You look at the Dallas Cowboys, you know one thing, their offensive line is all banged up. You've got Dalton at quarterback, we know, with Prescott being done for the year with that ankle injury that he suffered, gruesome injury against the Giants. In this one, I don't know where to go in this one. I'm not going to lean one way or the other because this is a game I'm staying away from. I don't trust the Cowboys. Washington, even despite having that matchup advantage this afternoon, you still got Kyle Allen at quarterback for Ron Rivera and Washington. If you had to force me to make a pick, I'd probably take Washington, but it would not be a confident pick.
The only way that I would take Washington is if this closes like Dallas minus 1.5, which could very well happen here with money, a lot of money set to come in on a public team, I'm sure, and like the Dallas Cowboys. But Moose, I said it with you and Maggie on Friday. I would never, ever bet Dallas in this spot, unless like I got 3.5, which is never going to happen. I would never bet Dallas at this number. You mentioned the Dallas offensive line banged up. I don't even think like that does it justice. Like the backups are hurt. Like Zach Martin's out with the concussion here. Brandon Knight, the backup left tackle, is out. Cam Irving is going to play left tackle for the Cowboys today. Cam Irving is one of the worst offensive linemen, maybe in the history of the National Football League. He's absolutely terrible. So I don't think the Cowboys can protect Andy Dalton against Chase Young. And like you mentioned, the one positive of this Washington football team is the front seven and the pass rush here. So I would never take Dallas. I lean Washington. I would need a better number to take Washington. I have not bet this game yet. Something to note, Garon Christian, Washington's left tackle, is questionable here. If he doesn't play, that could potentially, with DeMarcus Lawrence and Aldon Smith, wreck what Washington's trying to do offensively, which might help the under, but we don't know that for sure yet. Two player props I'm looking at, Terry McLaurin, over 78.5 receiving yards. If there's a McLaurin blow up, it's today against this terrible Dallas secondary. And I think, you know, last week we had J.D. McKissic over props, Washington's pass catching back. Today, I think we can go back to the rookie, Antonio Gibson, over rushing yards, 49.5. This Dallas defense gets gashed against the run, also obviously gashed against the pass. They are absolutely terrible. So a lean towards Washington, McLaurin over receiving, Gibson over rushing.
How about the Falcons? Talk about an overreaction. Falcons, are they a legitimate 1.5-point favorite this afternoon at home against the Lions based on what we saw from the Falcons last week? Dan Quinn out, Raheem Morris steps in, Julio Jones back in the lineup for the Atlanta Falcons, and they absolutely went on Matt Ryan had a great game, threw for nearly 400 yards.
About time for Matt Ryan.
I mean, he was absolutely fantastic. Now the Lions come to town down to Atlanta. I think there's a little bit of an overreaction to what we saw from Atlanta a week ago, because I look at Detroit, even though I can't stand Patricia as a head coach, I don't think he's particularly good, I think the Lions are a better football team than the Atlanta Falcons. So I like Detroit this afternoon plus the 1.5 on the road in Atlanta.
I agree with you, and more importantly than me, a lot of professional bettors, Moose, agree with you and agree with me here. This number opened up at 3, has been bet down to 1.5. So I don't mean this to be like a cop-out, but like in all seriousness, I want people to check out You Better You Bet during the week, because we do segments early in the week when we bet games where we feel like the number is going to move against us, right? So I have the Lions plus 3 in this game. So I still like Detroit to win this game, but obviously, like, you feel a lot better about 3 than you do about 1.5.
Would you still take them at 1.5?
I would, just because, okay, like, I do think they're going to win the game, but my stronger play now, with the number being what it is the over. Like, the Lions have major injury problems in their secondary. It's basically just Jeff Okuda, the third overall pick out of Ohio State. Desmond Trufant is out for this game. Justin Coleman, their slot corner, continues to be out, and I think this sets up as a big game for Matt Ryan. Like, neither team can really rush the passer. Tack McKinley, one of Atlanta's young pass rushers, questionable for this game here, so I think Detroit's going to get up and down. I think Atlanta's going to get up and down, too, and as a result, Moose, I think we can feel confident taking a lot of player prop overs in this game. I'm talking Julio, 80.5 receiving yards. Ridley, over 77.5. How about Russell Gage? The Lions can't defend slot receivers. Russell Gage, over 34.5 for the Atlanta Falcons. One for the Lions that I really like, in addition to Galladay, who's going to destroy this defense here. DeAndre Swift had his breakout game last week against the Jaguars, rushing the football. The Falcons are actually good stopping opposing running backs when they run. Terrible stopping running backs in the past game. We're going to go over DeAndre Swift, 21.5 receiving yards, and the Falcons love giving up touchdowns to opposing tight ends. We've rode this one the last two games. We're going to go for it a third time here. TJ Hockenson, anytime touchdown. 6 end zone targets this year for Hawk, 2nd in the NFL. Hockenson, plus 150, anytime touchdown. Give me the over, and I like the Lions.
All right, do you have any feel about Texans and Packers? Houston, a 3-point home dog this afternoon. Green Bay on the road, laying 3. Huge injury before we get to this game. Huge injury news for Green Bay with this one is that Aaron Jones, most likely going to sit here for the Packers, dealing with a calf injury that he suffered late in the week during practice. So their stud running back not going to play this afternoon for the Packers. They're still a 3-point favorite this afternoon, Nick, on the road in Houston.
I'll give my analysis for this game in a moment, but I want to take a minute to tell all the great listeners of WFAN about my friends at the Sugar House Online Sportsbook. Moose, only available in the great state of New Jersey, but a must-use if you're in Jersey. By far, my favorite online sportsbook, and trust me, I've used a lot over the years. They've got great lines. The promotions are incredible. There were some You Better You Bet specials making their way onto Play Sugar House today. Maybe some that I gave this week, some special bets from Nick Costos. We'll see. You got to check that out over at PlaySugarHouse.com. Quick payouts, incredibly trustworthy and secure. When you win, you get your money. I know, right? What a novel concept. So if you're in Jersey, visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets. Got to be 21 or older. Playable in Jersey only. If you've got a gambling problem, no bueno. Please call 1-800-GAMBLER. To the Packers and Texans here, you mentioned the Aaron Jones injury. Probably not going to play today, but we kind of wait to see how that kind of manifests itself. There are injuries we do know about for the Green Bay Packers. Star left tackle David Bakhtiari going to be out for this game. Kevin King, Darnell Savage in the back end of that secondary, all likely not to play. I can't lay it with the Packers. If everyone's healthy, I think Green Bay scores 45 points in this game, but it's tough without Bakhtiari there, because then you can make a case the Texans could get some pass rush on Aaron Rodgers. So in lieu of laying it with Green Bay, Moose, and I don't want to take the points with the Texans, although that is seemingly a sharp pick amongst pro bettors here, I'm going to go over the total here. I think we see a ton of points combined here with Green Bay and Houston. Some props I like. Jaire Alexander, Green Bay star, number one corner, likely to be on Will Fuller. That'll open things up for Brandon Cooks. Let's go over Brandon Cooks, 63.5 receiving yards. Devontae Adams is going to go absolutely nuts in this game. No one on Houston can defend him. Texans defense terrible. Adams, over 83.5. And once we find out for sure if Aaron Jones is either playing or not playing, if he's playing, you can fire up some Aaron Jones props. If not, Jamal Williams and the rookie out of Boston College, second round pick, A.J. Dillon, I think worth a look in terms of rushing rushing yards against a Texans defense that can't stop anybody on the ground.
All right, let's head down to Tennessee next as the Titans are entertaining the Steelers. They're laying a point and a half against Pittsburgh. The Devin Bush injury for their defense for the Steelers is a huge one. There's no doubt about it. Studded Michigan, drafted 10th overall. He's been there basically on every defensive snap, torn ACL. So you feel bad for Bush and what he was able to do with the linebacker spot, and then certainly that's going to hurt that Steeler defense. With that being said, though, even with his injury, I think this Pittsburgh team is deep enough defensively to be able to slow down what you know you're going to get from Tennessee, and that is run the football and doing what they do and having Tannehill throw off of the run. But establishing that run with their stud running back, and I think when you look at Pittsburgh here, there's no doubt about it. You know, the Steelers have got the weapons on the outside. They can run at the offensive line. I like Pittsburgh here getting the point and a half on the road in Tennessee, despite what we've seen from the Titans the last 2 weeks, which they've looked really good, and Vrabel and his staff deserve a ton of credit.
Moose, I kind of have a strange handicap of this game. So here's what I don't know, and you did a great job bringing it up. I don't know what the Steelers defense is going to look like without Devin Bush, and not just without Devin Bush, but without cornerback Mike Hilton, who is like such a big part of their defense, both cover-wise and also when they bring him on the blitz. Like, he's an integral part kind of what the Steelers do on defense here. So I don't know if I want to – I lean Pittsburgh, so I'm with you there on that. If I had to bet this game, if I had to bet a side, I would lean towards the Steelers. But is Derrick Henry going to have success without Devin Bush there? I think it's within the realm. Is Ryan Tannehill going to get the ball to A.J. Brown without Mike Hilton? I think that's within the realm as well. So I don't feel comfortable kind of taking a side in this game. But what I do feel comfortable with is the matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers offense and the Tennessee Titans defense. Tennessee's defense is bad. Pittsburgh dodging a bullet. Adoree Jackson, Tennessee's best cornerback, not brought off injured reserve for this game, so he's going to miss another week. So I think this is a big game for the Steelers offense here. Yeah, Tennessee's defense is bad. I mean, we've seen this the entire season, basically. So I like Pittsburgh, Moose, my play in this game. Steelers team total over 24.5. That's what I feel comfortable in. Steelers offense versus Titans defense. Give me the over on the Steelers, 24.5. Something else to consider. Remember, Taylor Lewan, Tennessee's starting left tackle, their star left tackle, out for the season. Ty Samborello, the backup, comes in. So a lot of unknown for me. Titans offense versus Steelers defense. But I know Pittsburgh will score on the Tennessee defense, so I'll take that Steelers team total over.
Fresh off signing Antonio Brown, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, he's not going to be available, obviously, this week. He's serving the suspension. He won't be available till later on in the season. But Bucs on the road this afternoon, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. They're 4.5-point road favorites. Las Vegas, no more positive COVID tests, so that's a good sign and a good thing. That game will go off this afternoon. It's kicking off at 4:05 today. I like the Buccaneers. I have a hard time trying to convince myself with Vegas. Issues along the offensive line for the Raiders. You look at Tampa Bay defensively. Offensively, they're able to find a rhythm with Brady at quarterback. They've got tremendous weapons as well. Can run it and establish that run. To me, this is Tampa or stay away.
Yeah, I agree. And like, it's a bummer, man, because like, I was like all over Tampa early in the week, and then the COVID news comes out with the Raiders offensive line, and I know it seems to have kind of settled down a little bit. So here's what we know on the Raiders offensive line. Trent Brown, their big right tackle, he's going to miss this game. He's on the COVID list. But the other four Raiders offensive linemen, Colton Miller, Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, and Travell Good, are all going to play in this game, apparently. So like, they were all on the COVID list. Now they're off the COVID list. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense to me. It doesn't really matter. The point is that they're going to play here, which helps the Raiders a little bit. So I think the number's a little wonky now in favor of Tampa, because this number indicates to me that like all the Raiders offensive linemen are out and instead like it's only one. I'm actually not going to play this game against the spread, although I am with you here. I like Tampa. So if you're out there and you're interested in doing like money line parlays, I think the Bucs are a pretty safe option, because I think Tampa will win this game. If I had to play a prop here, Moose, Jonathan Abram ruled out for this game by the Raiders. He's their tone setter, back end of that defense, safety here. Rob Gronkowski starting to come on, looks rejuvenated. Let's play Gronk anytime touchdown, Moose, +210. I wish I had more on the Bucs and Raiders, the old Super Bowl rematch, but the COVID stuff kind of like really screws the handicap up.
All right, let's head out to Los Angeles. Chargers entertaining the Jaguars. Can you convince yourself to take the 7.5 and Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars on the road today, Nick?
Well, Moose, it's like I said to you and Maggie on Friday. Like, every week there's a Close Your Nose special here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. This is it this week. And I feel like we've won a lot of them here. So, like, I feel good about the Jaguars today. And here's what I would tell people out there. They're like, how could you bet on the Jaguars? It's not a bet on the Jaguars. It's a bet against Anthony Lynn, the coach of the Chargers, as a favorite. His style, he likes to coach in close games. So you like to bet Lynn when they're a big underdog, like they were Monday Night Football against the Saints. And we fade Anthony Lynn in spots like this when they're a big favorite against the Jaguars. Like, I don't care about the reports that Minshew could get pulled for Mike Glennon. That might be a good thing for the Jaguars bet. So it's like, that doesn't even bother me at all. And those reports are out there today. So give me the Jaguars as a bet against the Chargers and Anthony Lynn as a favorite here. Jaguars catching the 7.5. Two props I like. Jaguars get crushed by tight ends. Hunter Hurst Henry, the game. Time to play the game. Anytime touchdown for Hunter Henry. And we will go over James Robinson, the Jaguars running back, Moose. Not rushing yards, but receiving yards. We saw what Alvin Kamara did to them on Monday night a couple weeks ago. I think Robinson can hurt them today in the pass game.
All right, let's head to the Denver next. Broncos today entertaining the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 7-point road favorites. Interesting with this one is the weather. They're expecting anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of snow in Denver today. Ice accumulation as well, with highs in the low 20s to high teens. So it's going to be chilly. It's going to be snowy in Denver this afternoon as Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs come to town. Even despite what I saw from the Broncos last week on the road in New England, I think that says more about the Patriots than it does say about the Denver Broncos. When I look at it from a handicapping perspective, they come back home, take on Kansas City. I think you're going to get points with the weather. I'd also take the Chiefs laying the 7.
You know, a snow football game, NFL game on a Sunday in October, this is the kind of stuff we dreamed about when we were all inside for 3 months earlier this year. So this is going to be awesome coming up today. I got a lot of thoughts on this game, and it really is all entirely contingent on the weather. So here's what I want people to understand, right? You may look and see snow on the ground, and this total's only going in one direction. It's already dropped 5.5 points down to 44 from 49.5. When people see snow on the ground, they're going to bet under. But what the real thing that affects totals here in the NFL and affects passing game is winds. Now, I'm an amateur meteorologist, but I just went to Google and I typed Denver weather. The wind is expected to be like 8 to 11 miles per hour. Lock and Mahomes can throw through that type of wind. If we're talking 15 or greater, then we've got a problem here.
So here's
what I'm going to do with this game. I'm going to wait until 4:24 p.m. Eastern today. And if I see the field and it's not like winter wonderland blizzard where you're like, how are these players going to move? And then I look to see the wind is like 8 to 11 miles per hour. I am smashing the over in this game because I think these two teams are going to score a lot. So wait for this number to come down. Check the wind. Make sure that the snow is not absolutely insane. And I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to go over prop-wise on Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce is a cinch. 186 yards last year in two games against the Fangio defense. He's at 67.5. I think Locke's going to have more passing yards than Patrick Mahomes at plus 175. All of this, Moose, contingent on the weather, and I'm going to wait again until the last possible minute to take the over in this game, assuming the weather cooperates.
And you've seen that over drop, as Nick mentioned, the total drop from 49.5 down to 44. It's moved 5.5, and they're expected bad weather this afternoon in Denver. All right, two more games to get to quickly. How about the Patriots and 49ers? San Francisco getting 3 on the road in New England. Didn't like what I saw from the Patriots last week. Obviously have not loved what I've seen with the Jekyll and Hyde nature from San Francisco. I'm staying away from this game. I don't love either side. If you force me to make a pick one way or the other, I would probably take the Niners.
I liked San Francisco earlier in the week, but the injury report very unfavorable to San Francisco. They rule out both their starting safeties on Friday, Jaquiski Tartt and Jimmy Ward, joining, you know, Williams and Richard Sherman and Quan Alexander are all out here for the 49ers. So I liked San Francisco a lot earlier in the week, and now I feel like I just have to stay away from this game entirely. I do like a couple props here. Damier Byrd, anytime touchdown, plus 300. He's the Patriots' deep threat, injury-ravaged 49ers secondary. And a name to watch, Jamichael Hasty, is an undrafted free agent promoted from the practice squad. He's better than Jeff Wilson Jr., running back. He's better than Jerick McKinnon. If you can find props out there on Jamichael Hasty anytime touchdown rushing yards, I think those are worth taking, and I think he's worth a look in deep fantasy leagues as well.
And then you get the Sunday night affair tonight. Cardinals and Seahawks out in Arizona. The number on the total has dropped from 55.5 down to 54. You've got Seattle as a 3.5-point road favorite this evening. Either way, I think you're going to get a track meet in Arizona. I think Cardinals are going to score. I think the Seahawks are going to score. Seahawks have to score because their defense is terrible. I like the over in this game, and over the 54 as the total sits here right now. It's probably one of my favorite plays waiting for the Sunday night affair.
I don't know if I'm definitely going to take the over, but I would definitely not take the under. I can tell you that. It's over for nothing here. And I like Arizona plus 3.5. Anything above 3, I feel like is a value for Arizona. Remember, no Jamal Adams. He's still out for the Seahawks. Even after the bye, he will not playing tonight's game. I like Arizona catching the 3.5 at home Sunday Night Football.
What's your favorite plays? Give us the three Costos favorite plays here for this Sunday.
Oh, man, these plays all stink. Give me the Carolina Panthers. Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars. And give me that over in the Lions and Falcons. It doesn't feel good to say all of that, but I think those are my favorite plays today.
Yeah, I like the Panthers plus the 7. I'm going to take the Steelers and getting the 1.5 on the road. And I am going to take the Buccaneers. Even though 4/5 of that offensive line for the Raiders are playing, I'm taking the Buccaneers. I'm going to lay the 4.5. That'll do it. That'll do it for this edition of You Better You Bet right here on The Fan, presented, of course, by Sugar House Online Sportsbook.
If you're in New Jersey, go place those bets right now. PlaySugarHouse.com. I am Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. If you like what you heard, check us out. You Better You Bet weekdays, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And I am coming up for the next 3 hours plus on Radio.com Sports. The Radio.com app moves for You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff.
There you go. I got all choked up. It's the end of the show. Nick, good luck with all your plays. Thanks for everyone listening. We'll chat with you next Sunday morning at 8:30. Enjoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.